Vermont Governor Phil Scott and members of his administration held their weekly briefing on Tuesday. Continuing vaccinations against COVID-19 in the highest vaccinated state in the nation was their primary focus as cases rise in other areas of the country. According to Republican Governor Phil Scott, 83.6% of Vermont residents 12 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine, and 74.7% are fully vaccinated. Scott said while the state leads the nation in getting residents vaccinated, they will not diminish efforts to get the shots to the nearly 90,000 remaining eligible residents, especially as the more transmissible Delta variant is spiking infections in areas of the country with low vaccination rates.
Fortunately, and this is important, the vaccines are proving effective against all variants we've encountered so far, including Delta. The data clearly shows the risk of becoming a case is significantly higher for unvaccinated adults versus vaccinated. If you want to avoid getting or spreading COVID-19, and if you want to make sure you recover if you do contract it, we hope you'll get your vaccine today. Or at the very least, talk to a trusted healthcare provider about it. The best tool we have to defeat the Delta variant is vaccination.
During the weekly data and virus tracking update, Department of Financial Regulation Commissioner Michael Pichek said cases have risen across the country over the past 5 weeks, including 171 new cases in Vermont in the past week, most among those not fully vaccinated.
Looking at the most recent forecast, we do expect cases to remain elevated compared to where they were in June, and we expect that to continue for the next number of weeks, again driven by the more transmissible Delta variant spreading among those who remain unvaccinated in Vermont. And it's important to keep in mind, if someone decides not to be vaccinated, they are choosing not only to endanger themselves, but those who they live with, work with, and socialize with, and ultimately are helping prolong the pandemic.
Agency of Human Services Secretary Mike Smith recommended that any Vermonters traveling out of state, especially to an area experiencing a surge in COVID-19, get tested when they return.
This is especially important if you are unvaccinated. We still have a robust testing infrastructure. Very soon, we will be transitioning to COVID resource centers that will offer both testing and vaccines. So we will continue to have plenty of testing opportunities.
Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine says while Vermont remains relatively safe, the nation is in an unfortunate stage of the pandemic as progress reverses.
The main reason why we still struggle with the virus, even here in Vermont, is the cycle of increased transmission of virus among the unvaccinated population. People who are not vaccinated are the perfect hosts for the virus to set up shop, multiply, and mutate. I urge you to get your shots sooner rather than later and not become part of the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Vermont leads the nation, having vaccinated 63% of those aged 12 to 15. With schools opening in 5 weeks, officials urged parents to get the shot to that age group now. Education Secretary Dan French said schools are preparing for in-person classes.
At this point, we're directing to prepare for full in-person instruction. We haven't given out any direction on doing both remote and in-person.
You can watch Governor Scott's complete briefing at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.